Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome again to the podcast. I hope you listen regularly, and this is not just a spot check,
right?
But that you listen regularly. I know people really all over the world download the podcast every week, and I'm glad you do, and hopefully we're imparting information that's going to help you be a greater, a better leader and be able to live and fulfill and serve God in the greatest way possible. I've got Pastor John Welch with me again today, good friend and associate, hunting buddy, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we've done a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff together, and certainly miss him around here, but he's doing the will of God. He's pastoring a great church in Lake Charles, Louisiana, the Dwelling Place. And so, John, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be here, Pastor. It's good to do podcasts with you, but I want to say, too, it's good to listen to them because I not only am here with you and get to do these periodically, but also listen to them even when I'm not on them. So,
well, great.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
I always get so much.
We've been talking about core values. Mm-hmm. That every leader has got to have core values based on the Word of God.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to tell you that because we talked in the last podcast, you can have core values that are not the Word of God that seem good in the world, but they won't guide you to your destiny.
Yeah.
And your core values will guide you in life and control your destiny, but you've got to know what they are and really how to find them in the Word of God. Now, we've already talked about a few. We've talked about integrity. Mm-hmm. We've talked about being honest.
Yeah.
We've talked about don't cast away what you've received, the Holy Spirit, for example.
That's right.
Being born again. You've got to know those are core values.
Absolutely.
In your life. And then, John, in the last podcast, you brought up, and I thought it was really good, that our main core value, any believer's got to be love.
Absolutely.
You've got to walk in love. If you violate love, you're violating your core values because that's who we are.
Yes.
So, but John, I just want to just ask you, give me some of your core values, some of the things that, hey, this is who I am, this is what I live by.
Yeah, well, some we've talked about,
right.
what we've communicated, but one is expansion. And as I say this is one of our church values as well.
Right.
And which is not uncommon for a pastor's values, I think, do spill over into the church values.
Sure, absolutely.
But one is expansion, and what I mean by that is I don't want to stay where I am.
Right.
I always want to grow.
Right.
I want to grow as a father, I want to grow as a husband, I want to grow as a leader.
Right.
Which is one of the things that I learned from you. Things that I picked up from you has been that I don't want to stay where I am in my gift.
Right.
I always want to develop.
Absolutely.
I always want to grow.
Right.
And never sit still, never get stagnant, but
right.
always want to grow. And because the truth is, we've all got the same call.
Right.
Everybody's got the same call. You know, I've heard people say, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm called to do. Well, that's pretty easy to figure out.
Right.
Everybody's got the same call in regards to reaching people.
Absolutely.
That's why we're on the planet.
Sure.
Gifts are different.
Right.
Everybody has different gifts.
That's right.
And so once I sort of figured out what my gift was, I determined, as I've watched individuals like you, pastors mm-hmm. like you and others, I determined that I didn't want my gift to remain stagnant. I always
yes.
want to flourish and
right.
grow.
Right.
And so I've seen that consistently over the years.
Yeah.
So that's taken me on, challenged me in some areas too, because there are certain things that I didn't get younger in my earlier parts of my ministry as far as leadership that I probably didn't get until about 15 years ago, 15,
right.
16 years ago. But the value is the same, which is expansion. I always want to grow.
Right.
I always want to flourish. But I had to determine that I was going to explore some things that I didn't get early in ministry
mm-hmm.
just
right.
because of kind of the path that I came up
sure.
on. I mean, I got some great doctrine, some good foundational stuff,
mm-hmm.
but there were some leadership things,
right.
approaches to leadership that now I look back and I go, dear Jesus, what was I doing?
Right. Sure.
But it came out of almost through circumstances
right.
and just where I was in that time.
Yeah.
And so one of my values is always expansion.
But you always expand within the core values that you have.
Absolutely.
You don't change your values
you
as you expand.
You never depart those. You
yeah.
never depart those.
Yeah.
That's really what keeps you anchored.
Yeah.
And it goes back to what
exactly.
I think the overall thesis to these, the overall point to
right.
these podcasts is that your values will lead you to your destiny.
Yes.
And you don't want to get away from those
That's
values
right.
because you'll get away from your destiny.
You don't expand just for expanding's sake. You want to expand what
Absolutely.
God's doing in your life.
Absolutely.
That's
the gift
good.
That God's given
yeah.
you. And realize, like you, I think we said the last podcast, you can't be somebody else.
Right.
I mentioned the statement that you made several years ago to me, John, you got to be you. From
right.
that statement, the Lord gave me another way to say it, and that is you can imitate somebody's faith because faith are principles, but you can't imitate somebody's grace.
That's right.
You cannot
exactly.
imitate
That's
somebody's
very good.
Gift.
Yep.
So I realize that I've got my gift, and I can't pastor like Sam Carr.
Right.
I can follow principles that Sam Carr
right.
has instilled in me.
Right.
But I can't pastor exactly
sure.
like Sam Carr because I'm not
yeah.
Sam Carr. I don't
yeah.
have his gifts.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain things about you that I'm like, dear Jesus, I wish I could do it like him.
But well, I realized, I don't know about that.
No, but. I'm serious. You know, I can sit here and list several of them. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm a little bit jealous that I
yeah.
can't do that like Sam Carr. But I have realized that I do want to take my gift and I want to develop
good.
It and grow it
yeah.
and expand it.
Well, that's
and, but
awesome.
Not depart the value. Not
yeah.
expansion and growth is a value that I have, but not departing
sure.
from my
oh,
core
yeah,
values.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's very important.
Yeah, yeah. Another one, Pastor, real quick, if I could
sure,
say, for
ahead.
Me has been movement in regards to people. I don't want people to necessarily come after me. I'd rather go after them.
Explain that.
What I mean by that is I get that from the prodigal son, the story of the prodigal son, which I really believe revealed the heart of God.
Right.
When we study that parable that Jesus taught, most of the time we follow and we focus on the prodigal son, which
right.
that's the reason it's called the prodigal son.
Sure.
The father goes after the son. And so what I like about that is that even though the prodigal went away,
right.
The father still went out to meet him.
Right.
He didn't wait on him.
Yeah.
He went out to meet him.
Yeah.
But also that parable talks about another son.
Right.
And that son came into the picture when Jesus was, when the father welcomed the prodigal back.
Right.
They're having this big party.
Right.
It was an amazing party. And the other son that didn't leave
mm-hmm.
is walking up. He hears what's going on in the house. He asks the servant, what's going on up there? And the servant said, your brother's back. Your younger brother's back. And they're throwing a big party. Well, what does the son do?
Yeah.
He gets upset. He
exactly.
says, well, I'm not even going to the party.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible says, Jesus pointed out, and I don't believe it was by accident, he said that when the father heard that in the house, that the father went to the son.
Exactly.
He went and met him
right.
where he was at.
Right.
And so one of my values is this, that I always want to work real hard to meet people where they are.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's very good.
Just to meet them where they are. Even
yeah.
in leaders that I'm developing
yeah.
with my staff, my team.
Right.
I don't expect them to be me. I don't expect them to be polished and all have
That's
it all
good.
Together.
Very
I really
good.
Want to reach out to them, meet them where they are,
yeah.
to help them.
Yeah.
As a church, one of our values is movement.
Yeah.
We want to meet people where they are to help them get closer
That's
to God.
That's awesome.
Instead
That's
of just
great.
Standing there saying, you come to me,
yeah.
why
yeah.
don't we go to them?
There
why don't
go.
We reach out to them and meet them where they
Absolutely.
Are and help them fulfill their destiny?
That's great.
And
that's
their
wonderful.
Plan and their purpose. So
that's awesome.
A couple of my values
yeah.
that I do my best to live my life by.
I want to mention one that I have that I had to learn.
Yeah.
This is something that the Lord had to teach me. And that was that if I'm going to be a leader, I have to be a servant leader.
Yeah, that's good.
That I can't be just the boss.
Oh, please hear these people.
You yeah. know, I mean, in other words, I do have to make decisions as the leader.
Yeah.
Soon, you know, it's like the old saying, the buck stops here. I'm the man. But I'm also a servant.
Yeah.
And so I try my best as a leader to serve as well. Now, that doesn't mean I can't sit. For example, I can't sit and do Ben's job. He's recording us right now. I
right.
can't do his job.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I can't take time for him.
That's true.
Or for Lacey and or invest time in them. Or if they have a need, I want to be available to them. Because if you ever get the idea that you're up here and everybody else is down
so
here,
good.
You've missed the point
yes.
of leadership.
Yeah,
Jesus was a servant leader.
Yeah,
one of the greatest examples to me was this. Jesus has been preaching all day.
Yeah.
To thousands of people.
Yeah.
Not only did he do that, but he produced a miracle to feed them.
Mm.
And then after that, he did something amazing to me. He told the disciples, y'all go to the other side, I'll dismiss everybody.
Right. That's so good.
Isn't that amazing?
That's so good.
It wasn't like Jesus, and I know I've heard this said before, and I frankly, I don't agree with it. Well, I'm trying to protect the anointing. Then your anointing's not very strong if you can't be around the people that you serve.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, or take time for somebody.
Yeah.
Or just stop and talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I have a practice, and I did this on purpose. And as a pastor of this church, when praise and worship starts, I will walk around and greet people and touch them. And I, because I kind of know where people sit, and you know, if somebody hadn't been there a while, wait a minute, so-and-so's not here today.
Yeah.
But I want people to understand that, yes, I am the preacher up on the platform communicating the word of God to you, but I also want you to know that I'm a servant.
Yeah.
And that when a service is over, I don't run out of the auditorium because I'm a servant.
Yep.
And to my best of my ability, I want to serve. I want to help people. And I think sometimes we get the idea, especially in certain circles, that leadership means that everybody serves you.
Yep.
And that there's no part of on you that you have to serve others.
Right.
You know, I know we there are times when, especially when we have a special meeting, we'll have meals in the back for all our guests to serve, and we have people who serve us. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I've done that. I've been the one serving before, so I understand that.
Yeah.
But you can't ever lose sight of the fact that at least you can give them gratitude for their service.
Absolutely.
Or you could do something for them.
Absolutely.
You know, instead of them always doing something for you.
Yeah.
If your thought process is, I can't wait till I'm the head man, then everybody will serve me, you're mistaken.
Yes, you are.
Because that's not... That's not right, number one. But one of my core values is that I'm a servant.
Yeah.
And I can't do all the things that I used to could do when the church was smaller, because obviously with growth there are other responsibilities. But I can tell you this, if I walk across a parking lot and there's trash in the parking lot, I go pick it up.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with that. Or if something needs to be done and I've got the time to do it, I don't mind doing it.
Sure.
I don't call somebody and chew them out because there's something wrong.
Right.
You know, why? Because you're a servant.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter who you are, you're a servant to the people. Now, I know some people have the philosophy, we serve those who are greater than us. But that's not what Jesus did.
Mm-mm.
He did just the opposite.
That's right.
And so I just want to challenge you. This is our last podcast on core values. So I just want you to know, listen, the number one thing you've got to know is that you got to walk in love.
Yeah.
And that's what John said. That's his core value. It's mine. And we there are others, and I'm not going to try to list all of them because I don't want you to try to take my core values. You
Right.
need to find them for yourself or they won't be real. But I want to tell you something. If you're a leader, you have to be a servant.
Yeah.
You've got to be a servant. That means you've got to always be willing to serve no matter what. And if you understand, God, give me these core values to lead my life, I promise you he'll do it. And not only will he do it, but it'll lead you to your destiny.
So, so good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being with us, John. Thank you for being on these podcasts with me.
I love it.
And we're so glad you're with us. Look forward to our next time together. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.